Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mario Andretti on the... What up, everybody? It's Monday morning. This is B. Mitch and Finley. I am J.P. Finley. I'm a blogger. He's Brian Mitchell. He's a football legend.
Really?
I am ready for the week, B. How about
I
you?
I thought I was a chef.
You are a chef, too. I don't mean to downplay your cooking abilities.
I didn't know
how
you played football.
You did.
I mean, I wake up in the morning, I don't feel anything. I mean,
traffic off the top here. We got a packed show.
Pack it up.
We got a lot of poker to talk about. It's going to be interesting.
Poker.
But we're also going to talk plenty of football at 11 o'clock. I want to have a real discussion about Reuben Foster and his future with the Washington football team. Plus, you ready for 17 games? Not 16, 17.
Well, you know, we kind of figured when they came up with that, it would go. And I think it was, at one point, it was, players were totally against it. But in a way, I feel like somebody got hoodwinked.
We will find out about that. High noon, Mike Jones joins us. We're going to talk about NFL free agency all across the league and if any of these quarterbacks are actually getting traded. 1 o'clock, let's talk a little Golden Globes, TV, movies, all that stuff with our friend Dalton Ross. He's going to give us a pop quiz, and I have a feeling B. Mitch will beat me, but we'll find out.
I don't know about all that, man.
I don't know either.
I mean,
let's start with the weekend's activities, Brian.
Okay.
Big weekend for the Caps.
Yeah.
Two big wins.
Yeah.
I believe, and let me get this right, because I had all the Caps people all over me on Twitter on last week, so I'm going to be sure on this. Boom. Caps, first place, Eastern Division, 28 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to see.
But why were they all over you?
I misspoke.
In four
hours of live radio, I said one thing wrong.
Okay, you can make a mistake, but let me just tell them, those that were all over JP, I've been doing radio in this town for a long time. And you all like to harass the hell out of people when they don't do everything perfectly. But as soon as they say, call in and let's talk about the Caps, it's like, you can hear a damn a mouse go out there and use bathroom on a piece of cotton. Because nobody calls. Nobody says nothing. So one thing I would say is, I know I've been on this on the airways for a long time. And I love talking about the Caps. Not a lot of participation, though. But then you'll come around, well, y'all never talk about the Caps. Because when we reach out to hear you say something, you don't normally say anything. You don't call in. So let's call in. Let's participate. And at least the man was trying because, you know, you misspeak sometimes. It happens. It's not like he went out there purposely to make the mistake.
Right. I mean,
hell,
it was also something that was corrected in like 4 seconds.
Yeah.
But whatever. Listen, I understand life in the big city. That's life on Twitter.
You know what?
You
need a big brother. Big brother will come in and have your back. I don't back down from those
guys. I know you don't, and I appreciate it, B. Wiz, we were almost talking Wiz today. Did you watch the end of the Wizards last night?
I watched it.
I got a tweet last night. I think this is the best way to explain it. They played the last minute casually. Like, oh, we got this thing wrapped up. And you can't do that against a Brad Stevens coach Celtics team. I mean, the Celtics just took over in that last minute. And there was a bad break. The floor was wet. Brad slipped. I hated that. But,
yeah, I think that right there lost the game for him.
The Westbrook shot from the corner I didn't love. Brad's look at the very end, that was a great double team by the Celtics.
But I think if the floor is not wet, the Wizards win.
Agreed.
And I don't understand why I keep hearing people say, well, you know, he failed. It was in the Florida game. They couldn't wipe the floor. In college, you see those little kids come out quick as hell.
They got those super chamois.
You're
things.
In the NBA and you can't get somebody to wipe that up real quick. I think it was enough time in between to wipe it up real quick.
Wipe it up real quick. That seems like a simple enough plan.
And I
think the Wiz still on a tear. I mean, they're 7-3 in their last 10. Lots of good happening with the Wizards. And we talked about this last week, Brian. I mean, they are 13-19. I mean, the fifth place team in the East only have 17 wins. They're not far.
Yeah. What was that saying you said? Was it 7-20 or 9-20?
9-20.
Well, they passed that.
They're way past
it. I'm glad they beat that.
Dude, they're 13-19. At one point, they were 6-17.
Yeah.
So they're chopping wood.
Yeah. And you watch so many guys, and I'm going to say it. Garrison Matthews, my new favorite player. He and also Neto. Because those two
you
guys.
You would love both of those
both
guys.
Both of those guys play defense. They can play offense, and Matthews is shooting almost 50% from the 3-point line. But ultimately, they will get in your stuff no matter how big you are. They are going to harass the hell out you and play, which we haven't seen by people in this town playing basketball in a long damn time, to play defense.
They're also, both those guys are kind of the players that get under your skin a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you love that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because you watch, they play with a little look on their face like, I don't give a damn. You know, because like you watch some of the players that are stars on other teams and they're trying to take advantage of them and they're right there like with their nose stuck in their chest. And when something happens, they just walk off like, this is how I'm going to play you all day. You know, just think about it. I'm not going anywhere. And I love that attitude.
It reminds me of somebody I know.
Landfill?
Yeah, definitely Landfill.
Landfill, like, where the hell did that come from?
How about a big Terps win, too?
Yeah. Yeah. And that
Terps are in the tournament now.
They're there. I was looking at that game last night, and you look at Michigan State. Michigan State tried to play bully ball, but they ran into a Terps team that was like, not today. Anytime you try a little physicality, we're going to bring it right back to you. And I told you, Ayala – and also Dr. Scott, he has that Philadelphia mentality.
Totally.
Believe me. And I didn't know he was so, like, built like a damn tight end. He'll take much stuff off of many people.
He's a big fella.
Yeah.
I like his game a lot. This Maryland team is not their most talented team, but they play hard and they play defense. And I think maybe that's why I took them. It was kind of a rough start to the season for them. Mm-hmm. But, man, it's been fun to watch lately.
There's this book out there, JP. It's called Beyond Talent. And I think most people in life, when they realize that, that's how you become successful, and that's how you win a lot of games you're not supposed to win. Everybody has talent. But what are you going to do to be able to play beyond that?
So, speaking of beyond talent, let's get to the big event of the weekend for you and I.
Yes.
The Chance for Life Charity Poker Tournament is one of the most fun events in Washington, D.C. It's a crazy big event at the MGM. I mean, they get major musical acts at night. It's a poker tournament by day. There's food. There's booze. I mean, it's a wild, long day. That's one of the most fun days of the year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a whole day, too.
It's a whole
day. And it
day.
Takes about a week to recover.
It does. It does.
It takes a week to recover.
So this year, obviously, COVID sucks and is ruining everything. So it was a virtual poker tournament.
So some great people got together, made a great format, great platform.
Yeah.
To be able to do it anyway.
Those guys, they worked very hard. Shout out to Brad and all those guys for figuring it out, which is what we all are trying to do during these times, is just figure out how we can keep things moving. So I don't know how many people played. Do you know how many people played?
I think they said it was like 400 and some people that were signed up and were waiting, was supposed to be coming in. I don't know if everybody did or not.
We're going to have Doug Kammerer join us in a few minutes because Doug Kammerer's on the board and kind of the big host of this thing, I would say. He's the head honcho.
He's the host and the kind of MC.
Yeah, there you go. That's a better word than head honcho. Yeah,
you know, he does a little MCing and, you know, harassing.
So, people that know me well, if you've been listening to this radio show for a little while, you know that I'm upfront about my inabilities at math. I'm not a math guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, Brian, would you ever describe me as patient?
Hell no.
Certainly not.
Far from.
So.
Most impatient young man I ever met in my life.
Well, and in poker, two things that really serve you well are patience and quick mathematical skill.
Yeah.
I have neither of those.
And also being able to know which cards are out there, what possibilities are out there.
Yeah, dude, yeah. That ain't me. But somehow, some days, the universe just aligns.
I guess it does.
Do you want to know about my Saturday?
Yeah, we listening.
So I played golf during the day. It was a little cold, but then it kind of got sunny later in the day.
Yes.
Shout out to my guy, Skip Clasper, because we were in a match. I didn't win a single hole. And I still won $50. So that was my golf match. And B.
Lucky,
Mitch,
lucky, lucky.
Skip is a scratch. Skip is a legit golfer.
Well, that's why you won.
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, yes. Not denying that at all.
He was trying to think of something to give yourself some credit.
No.
You quickly realize, oh, hell no, Skip's carrying me.
I mean,
Skip was tired as hell at the end of that round.
Skip would have a birdie putt, and I'd be on the fringe needing to make a bogey, and I'd be like, all right, I'm just going to pick this up. Like, I don't need to slow us down. And Brian, if you're playing golf on a Saturday afternoon with your boys,
uh-huh,
probably have a drink or two, right?
Three or four.
Yeah.
Five.
So this is the mindset time. I was approaching the evening's poker tournament, that I would maybe last an hour.
Yeah.
Hang out, have fun. And go to bed.
So, in other words, we switched sides.
We did. We did. Because what was your mindset going into the poker tournament?
Well, I was just going in to have fun. And I'd like to hear the stories. And the young lady who was there some years ago now is in college. Listening to her kick it off. And then also, I forgot to get the gentleman's name from Boeing, who basically was always donate tons of money.
Tons of money.
You know, and I look
and
at
so
the fact.
And so everybody knows that this is raising money to fight pediatric cancer. There's no better thing. I mean, there's lots of good causes, but kids with cancer, it's just so sad.
But this thing has reach. And, you know,
absolutely.
Gronkowski, Dion, you know, Joe Montana has been there, Terry Bradshaw, all these different people coming in, and they raised $2.9 million last year. See, the thing I love about, like, this one and what was Fight Night, I'm always looking for the next year. How are they going to top it?
Yep.
And I just felt when Gronk stayed 2.9, I was like, okay, let's see if they do 3.3 this year. I don't know what the final tally was, but I know they did something great.
Well, and I have to imagine, and I'm not going to ask this, the numbers have to be smaller in a COVID year. People have less
you
money
would
to spend.
Think,
you think that, you think they may raise more money?
Certain charities and certain causes, people still find a way to support it no matter what's going
on.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they got close or surpassed.
Wow. And if they didn't, you know it's coming in 2022.
Yeah. It's going to be like $4 million. Let's hit $4 million the next time.
Yeah, I'm in on that. So the poker tournament starts, and B-Mitch and I are kind of smack-talking on like the chat board.
We were finding out we weren't smack-talking. We were just like, what's in your glass?
Right. We were talking. Alan May was on there. Pete Haley and Mitch Tischler were on there. We were all kind of messing around, having fun. Ken Harvey was on there.
Uh-huh.
It was fun. And like all the
him and those two guys he carried around with him all the time.
Who was that?
Them damn right arm and left arm look like damn people. Dude got the biggest damn biceps in the world.
So we start playing poker, and everybody starts with what, $1,000 in chips?
Yeah.
I got down quick. I, like, lost a couple hands. I was not doing well. I got down to, like, $450. And then I just got hot. And I was getting cards. And I remembered, so you and I, we're going to bring Doug Kammerer on here in just a couple minutes. B-Mitch and I played in a couple of these, like, warm-up games with Doug Kammerer and the Caps and all this.
Yeah, things were moving faster in this game, though.
It was moving really fast.
Because I look up, and I had lost 500 chips, and I didn't know how the hell I lost them.
The blinds went high.
But no. I lost 500 chips, and I hadn't pushed the button. I was like, what the hell's going on?
What did you do?
Nothing.
Maybe that was the problem. You were getting blinded.
Dude, listen, I'm looking for the little yellow thing to start going around my eye. I didn't see it at all, ever.
Huh.
And then all of a sudden, I got when they switched me to another room, the guy was like, "Damn, you lost some chips," and the guy had lost chips. I don't know. It might have been a little glitch. I don't know.
Might have been a glitch.
But I had fun anyway. Believe me.
So did I. And I was talking with Mitch and Pete as we were going, and we're gonna bring Mitch on later. Somehow I get on fire.
That's not B Mitch. That's Big Mitch.
Big Mitch. Yes. I got on fire, and I don't really know how or why. What was happening? I was just kind of in a zone, and I started knocking people out. I started taking people's money, and fast forward. I get to the final table.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Lanville, do you not know what happened yet?
I have no idea what happened.
How stunned are you that I got to the final table?
I'm in awe of that.
If you hit a rest, you're going to fall at your seat.
All right.
Well, how about this? I got to the final table, but so did Mitch Tischler.
Uh-huh.
He and I got to the final table. And how many people are at a table? 8? 10? I don't know. Something like that. So two of us that are buddies get that far.
Yeah.
And then you get like a, I was dying to use the bathroom because I had been enjoying myself all day, came home, ate a little something, and then this poker tournament started at 7. It's like 9 o'clock and I'm dying. But I mean, you can't, like, B Mitch was losing money without doing anything. I couldn't get up because I
should have been doing what you were doing.
I mean, B, if I tell you, I was pretty far gone playing poker. And I think it's the only reason I was playing well, because I was probably just, I was being very aggressive. And you know, at the end of this thing, when we talked to some of these poker experts, they were saying the key in these kinds of tournaments is just to be really aggressive. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, I watched one on TV last night, and the guy is sitting there with twin aces, got tens. The other guy has absolutely nothing, and he starts betting. It's the way you bet, too. So he got aggressive at the end. He bet more than the pot on the last bet, and the guy with the aces and the tens, he threw it in. He won because he could have had a straight. You know, it looked like, but he had nothing. And the way he bet, he scared the hell out of the other guy.
I bet. So we're going to finish this story, but a little bit of news just coming in. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, says the Washington football team is expected to part ways with quarterback Alex Smith in the coming days, per sources. We all knew that was coming.
I think that's something we knew.
We've been telling you that for a month.
I think the GQ article and all other stuff, it was leading to that, and that's probably why the GQ article happened.
Yep. So we're going to talk about that plenty. Also, I know that the Washington football team's facility has been closed for the better part of the last month. They had a COVID concern, and then they wanted everybody to just kind of decompress on their own. They're back in, and they, if I had to guess.
A lot of teams have done that.
It's going to be a busy week in Ashburn. I think a lot of teams
shut it completely down and cleaned up everything to come back.
A lot of housekeeping will get taken care of this week.
Houston was doing the same thing.
Houston got some housekeeping to take care of, too.
Oh, yes, indeed. Believe me, I know.
I don't think Deshaun's playing there. I said it last week.
It's very possible, but whoever gets him, I'm just going to say, remember Herschel Walker's trade. It's going to be something like that.
Well, and I'll tell you this much. I now think, B, Watson and Wilson are getting traded. I should see if I can parlay that.
I would probably say Watson 100. Wilson, I'm not sure of yet.
All right, we got to take a quick break. I'm going to finish the story of the poker tournament. I am at the final table. Dion's there. I asked Dion about B. Mitch.
Prime time.
Things got wild. Gronk showed up. We're going to finish that story. We're going to bring on Doug Kammerer, who was there and more sober than me, to maybe tell the final details when we come back. 106.7 The Fan.
This breaking sports news on The Fan brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. So you just heard J.P. Finley talk about it. According to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, NFL.com, the Washington football team in the coming days is expected to part ways with quarterback Alex Smith. AP Comeback Player of the Year says he still wants to play football, age 36, may get a chance to do so, but will have to do it likely with another team. Of course, cutting Smith is going to save Washington a bunch of money, $13, $14 million under the salary cap. And now with Franchise tag window only a week away and free agency just 2 weeks away. Starting on March 17th, the report from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, that Washington is expected to part ways at some point in the coming days with veteran quarterback Alex Smith. With breaking sports news on The Fan, I'm Earl Forsey, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
B. Mitch and Finley on a rainy Monday morning in the nation's capital. About to be joined by our dear friend Doug Kammerer from NBC4 to finish up this poker tournament story. I'm trying to
find out when you get this rain out of here.
Exactly.
Hell.
But listen, it's important to note, you just heard Earl Forsey talk about it there in the update. This is not a surprise that the Washington football team is expected to cut ways, to cut Alex Smith. They're going to save $14 million on the salary cap. He's going to be 37 years old in May. There's no way they were going to carry him for $24 million against the cap. And you combine everything else that's happened in the last 2 weeks with this GQ interview and everything else. This is not a surprise, folks. If you've been listening to this radio show, we've been telling you this is coming for weeks.
I think before the GQ interview, that decision was made.
It was done.
I think the last 3 games, the 4 weeks of the season, is what made their mind up, because it's going to be that type of issue moving forward.
Yep.
And if you had a younger man, you can understand, but you have a dude, 37, been through a lot of trauma. And for all the people out there that love him, which is what we do too, but let's be real. What team out there is going to give Alex a chance to start, to battle to be a starting quarterback?
Maybe the Bears. Now, if they don't get anybody else, okay. he has familiarity in Matt Nagy from their Chiefs days. I don't see it, Brian. I think he is a backup in Jacksonville or a backup maybe in San Fran, something else.
Yep.
But I don't think he gets a starting job anywhere. Maybe he gets a competition situation. But this is – Washington has to turn the page. It doesn't change how much he accomplished here, how incredible the comeback was.
At all.
And we're going to open up the phones in just a minute here.
I will be discussing how hard and what he showed for years to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we want to wrap up this story. We got Doug on the line. Doug, what's going on, man? Have you caught up on sleep yet after Saturday night?
Absolutely. I'm all caught up. I'm ready to go for a beautiful Monday out there. B. Mitch, I don't know what you're talking about, man. It's gorgeous outside, right?
Well, you must be at your house still, because I drove in, and I think it's a little gray out there, and I don't like that look.
Yeah, definitely gray. Rain's almost done. We got one more area of rain coming in, a little bit of wind today, and then, you know, we'll get some sunshine.
Doug, I'm carrying a few little extra things around that I don't normally have with me, and they need to go away, so I need to get some good weather to get on this bike to get rid of those little things that I have.
Those little things. It's not a lot of things.
No, it's not a lot. It's not a lot. Okay. Look, I've kept it down these years. I know how to eat better, and I need to lose some of them.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Too many Popeye's fish sandwiches.
No, I just had three.
But so we always bring Doug on to talk the weather. Today we're not talking the weather.
Yes.
So talking with Doug Kammerer here on the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Follow Doug at Doug Kammerer. Everybody knows Doug. He's probably the most visible person in Washington outside of the president. NBC4.
They probably judge him more harshly.
I know. But so I want to talk about, one, we have this Alex Smith news. Are you surprised at all that he's probably getting released here?
No, I mean, we all love the comeback. We all love to see what he did last year, those wins that he had. But, no, I mean, you're right. 37 degrees, or 37 years old. Look at this. I'm going right back into weather. 37 years old and hurt the way he's been. And, yeah, you just don't see it. And again, $14 million we're going to save on that?
Right.
You're going to save it on a cap, but he's going to get his anyway. So keep moving.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Doug, we wanted to bring you on. B. Mitch and I both took part in the Chance for Life poker tournament Saturday night. We know that you are a huge part of that organization. You helped him out a ton.
I have told
everybody, Lanville has no idea what happened, and I think most of our listeners have no idea what happened. Do you know how many people were in the tournament overall?
Yeah, there were 450 poker players that came out for our tournament there, and it was a great night. I mean, you guys, B. Mitch, I never got to see him. I mean, we never got hooked up at the same table. But it was incredible.
I was out so quick, Doug. I didn't see many people.
How far did you get, Doug?
I did not get that far. I mean, I had to rebuy pretty quick. I mean, as you guys know, the blinds were going up super fast.
Yeah,
I did one rebuy. I probably lasted about an hour.
See, I tried to do the rebuy. It didn't come back to me.
Yeah, I did the rebuy the first time, and then the second time I went to go try to do a rebuy again, and the screen went away, so I wasn't able to do a second rebuy. But Yeah, I'll tell you, man, what a great night that was. I mean, I just sat there the whole night popping into people's tables. And you know, next thing you know, I'm popping into a table. I see JP's doing great. And I'm like, wait a second here. He's got something. And he's doing pretty well. And then I go to another table. And, hey, there's Deion Sanders. Me and Deion Sanders are talking to the table. I go to this other table. And, hey, me and Rob Gronkowski are talking to people. Gronk was amazing.
It was wild.
I mean, it was just, yeah, it was incredible. It was insane.
So, Doug, I got to the final table, and I've played a little poker with you now. How shocked were you I was at the final table? Because I was shocked.
Well, the thing about the final table is, and, you know, I've been there in this tournament before. You're getting the cards, and you're getting lucky. I mean, you had a couple of hands where it's like, oh, boy, you know this might not be the one. And, all right, JP's going to be calling me on the phone in a minute saying, oh, I shouldn't have gone in with that. And the next thing you know, here comes the turn or the river, and you're taking it down. I mean, your stack – when it started really getting up there, your stack got up to 400,000, where the next closest was like 170,000. I mean, you were just dominating. It was incredible to watch.
It was wild. I was just things were just happening. It was the will of the universe, Doug. There's no way I belong there. And then for Mitch and I to be at the final table, it was just crazy. How many people were at the final table? 10?
Final table, I think it was 8 total. People.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it was 8 total. Ballrooms. So you know, and then you're watching. I mean, your play right there with Maria Ho is there. You got Phil Hellmuth. That's the stars
right there.
I mean, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And then for Finley to take it down the way that he took it down. I mean, my goodness. He had B-Mage. I don't know if you saw him, all right, but he had his camera off for a while. And I
don't worry, he called
table.
Me.
Yeah,
see, people were giving me a hard time.
You know what? I think he had somebody there helping him, Doug. I think his father-in-law was helping him because his father-in-law is good at everything.
I was home alone in my office.
I don't know.
That's the truth. Maybe my camera was off because I didn't want everybody seeing how much things were getting poured while I was playing.
All you got to do is reach over and do that.
There was when you first turned it on. There was one time when you first turned it on, you had your hat forward, and when you turned it to the back, I was like, "Yep, he's got something in that left hand while he's clicking that button with his right hand."
Yeah, it was. I was completely stunned to win it all. It's such a cool night and a cool prize. And as
don't
much,
worry, Doug, I knew that night because he called me.
I called you.
You up?
You won't believe this.
I was texting with Doug, too. Doug and I were texting the whole time. So Pete Haley had a tweet of for me to win that whole tournament. He compared it to UMBC beating UVA and then UMBC going on to win the whole NCAA tournament. Like, that's how big of an upset it was.
I think it was bigger than that. I think you, UMBC, and you went to the NBA finals and won.
It was absolutely incredible to watch. Congratulations, man. I mean, you won. What did you end up winning? You won a Rolex watch.
Yeah.
You got a trip for two to Vegas, which again, you and I already talked about this too. I mean, I know you're married. I know all that good stuff. But hey, your buddy Doug's over here.
Well,
right
I think
now, ready to go to Vegas.
So I think we should all go. And we'll just let Jackie know. We'll do the news from there. You'll give him the Vegas weather. I'll tell him what's going on with the Golden Knights and the Raiders, and we'll do it live at 5, and we'll probably have to tape for 6, if I had to guess.
I love that idea. See, I love that idea. That is perfect because I'm virtual out of my house most weeks anyway. So
I'm coming. So we're gonna tape the whole weekend.
Well, so
that's right.
I think it's a suite.
I will make it hard for you to do any shows. Believe me.
I think it's a suite in Vegas. So if I had to imagine, we're talking about like an 8-room palace. We'll invite everybody.
What hotel?
MGM.
8-room.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Yeah, we got connects there.
Yeah.
I know a guy named Dan Mullen.
The Florida coach?
No. Mr. Mullen is like the guy that's over everything. CEO of MGM Resorts.
Let's give him a call. Let's make sure.
Mullen.
Well, we'll figure
it
out.
I got it right here. I'll tell you in a few. Go ahead.
Doug, the last thing I wanted to ask you is how much, I mean, just the fact that I know Boeing made a huge contribution. Did the money pour in like it usually does? I know it's a weird year.
Yeah, last year, I mean, from what I saw, last year we were able to raise $2.8 million last year. I mean, last year was just incredible, our biggest year yet. Obviously, we knew we were going to take a hit because of the virtual aspect of it this year, but we still, I think we're at $1.8 million.
Don't worry, we'll make it back next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I just already threw the goal out. The goal is $4 million next year.
B-Mitch is just throwing down the gauntlet.
So you got a lot of work, and you got JP and I right there by your side. We're gonna get this thing going.
Yeah, do I?
Absolutely. And you guys have been to the party. You guys know. I mean, that party is the best party out there, and the way they did
bonkers.
It virtually was fantastic as well. I mean, I've done a lot of virtual engagement with a lot of different groups. This was a lot of fun to do virtually, but I can't wait to get back to the NGM. With Chance for Life next year.
James Murren is the name.
Thank you.
I had to look at my phone, make sure I got it right. I'm saying, Dan Mullen?
Ooh, you boy. Dan Mullen's the coach of Florida.
Jim Murren is what I call him, Mr. Jimmy.
Oh my God.
Doug, I can't thank you enough, man. You and Brad and Adam and all the guys that set that thing up. It's a blast. And
Absolutely.
I cannot wait next year for like all these serious poker dudes to see me wearing the gold jacket that the winner gets and just
That's
the disgusted looks on their face.
Don't worry, JP. You won't win it next year. They're coming for you. They're gunning. They're going to say, we make sure this hack doesn't get on the final table.
Well, B-Mitch, there's a decent chance I'll lose the jacket the first time I wear it.
Right, exactly.
I have left at least two sport coats at MGM during Chance for Life.
Doug, he's known to take off his clothes, his top, his jacket or his shirt anywhere.
That is an exaggeration.
Please, I have many times. But anyway, he'll lose it somewhere because he's gonna take it off and put it down and walk away from it.
I'm not going to say I have not done the same thing.
Attaboy. Attaboy. We are talking with Doug Kammerer, chief meteorologist at NBC4. Follow him at Doug Kammerer here on the best BetQL guest line. Doug, thanks for calling in, dude. Thanks for hosting and it being so much fun.
Man.
Dude, I legitimately think that the little like satellite poker tournaments we did at your side games, I think those had me ready. Those and the four beers I shotgun playing golf really had me ready for Saturday night.
Isn't that incredible, man? I mean, just amazing how you wrote it. 450 players, buddy. You came out on top. I love it.
It's bananas.
I loved watching you play. It was so much fun.
Thank you for calling in, Doug.
We'll catch up soon. We'll call later and talk about it. I'll call you later. We'll talk about him. We're so pissed at him.
He got bragging rights for a year.
Can't stand him.
Exactly right.
Doug, get rid of the rain, dude. We're done.
It's almost done.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
That was the great Doug Kammerer. All right, we want your calls on Alex Smith. Everybody knew this was coming, but are you upset? Are you cool with it? What happens next? 800-636-1067. Right here, 106.7 The Fan.
You know, if I was on FanDuel and said Alex Smith was going to be leaving, I would have put a bet. I think I'd be winning some money. But the thing I love about FanDuel is I get a chance to bet on basketball because I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same-game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. You can take the over-under. You can take the point spread. And then you find a player. You see how many points he's going to score. Or you can figure out how many three-pointers he's going to hit. There are all types of ways to win on FanDuel, and you can get it going real quickly. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with the same-game parlay insurance. You heard that right. Every day. That's why I bet on FanDuel. It's easy to use. Listen to me. Easy to register. Easy to deposit. And it's easy to find your best. And another thing I love about it is live betting. We know we live in the D.C. area, and it takes you some time to get home. And you get home late, and you say, oh, I missed that bet. No, on FanDuel, you can start betting right there, live in-game betting. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 106.7 The Fan. So just download FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try the same game parlay and use promo code Brian at sign up. That's promo code BRIAN. 21 years or older, present in Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $25. The terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pleasant Song Landfill? B-Mitch is going to like this. He doesn't hear it yet. B-Mitch is a tremendous flautist. B-Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. We got some news in the district today. Rap Sheet says that the Washington football team is soon to break up with Alex Smith. I can confirm that. Talked with some sources that say the same thing. But let's be real, man. Everybody knew this joint was coming.
Yeah.
This is not a
surprise. If you didn't, you wasn't read. Like I always say, a lot of people read the writing on the wall, but they don't comprehend it. I read it and comprehended it. I knew it was coming.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
Alex knew it was coming. So I want to take your calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. AAA, always on call, listening line is wide open. Alex Smith will be gone. I think he'll be gone by the end of the week, honestly. Here's my take, B, and I want yours. This is the right time to make this move. Alex Smith, the comeback story is simply incredible.
Yes.
It's a remarkable feat of perseverance and human will, and he deserves accolades forever for what he was able to accomplish.
Of course.
When he got on the field for Washington last fall, we were terrified. But he gutted it out. He made it. He had Aaron Donald jump on his back, and he was fine. He's a winning quarterback for this franchise. He won significantly more games than he's lost in Washington as a starter. But at the end of the day, he's going to be 37 years old in May. He's carrying a $24 million cap hit. And what we learned is when he got nicked up late in the year, we saw him against the Niners. He looked bad. He couldn't move. He then missed two games, came back against the Eagles, could barely move. He then missed the playoff game. I don't believe you can count on Alex Smith at this stage of his career with everything that's happened to his leg, and at 37 years old, and therefore, there's a role for him in the NFL in a backup capacity, but you can't be paying somebody $24 million for that.
No.
This is simple business and economics to me, and I think the Washington football team made the right move, and I think most people should understand that. Where are you?
It's about business and sense, okay? And this makes common sense. I think ultimately you have to realize when Alex Smith when he was an exceptional athletic quarterback, there were teams that still said the next guy can take us a little bit farther. Now he's an injured quarterback. And I think many of us are still, you know, we judge football based off of our feelings, our heart, and how we think about somebody. Football is won by guys that are in shape, healthy, damn near 100%. No, they never get 100% after they play one game, I'll tell you that. And then guys that you can count on for the future. It's not just necessarily about today. It's about how long can we plan to have this guy around, because that's what you're trying to do. You really want to have the recipe to say, okay, I could put this guy for 5 years. I don't think that's possible. And I think ultimately the end of the season basically solidified people's mind. All the stuff that came out in the GQ magazine about how people didn't want him to play and this, that, and the other. No, they didn't, because they were terrified. They had never seen anybody come back from anything like this before. And they were worried about what if something was to go wrong. And then all of a sudden you came back and you started playing well, and then you got something that people considered was a minor injury. And that minor injury kept you out 3 or 4 weeks. And I think ultimately, as much as they said it, and you know I've said this over and over again, as much as they said it has nothing to do with the old injury, I said BS, straight BS. Because when you had 50, 60% of that lower leg gone because of the old injury, and they had to rebuild it, anything that happens to that leg is from the old injury. So ultimately, I think they made the decision based off the fact of older, cannot play up to the ability of the $24 million cap hit that he's going to have, and you don't want to keep trying with this injury. I think they felt they had to move on because they're trying to build for the future, and he's not a part of their future.
He's not a part of the future, and I think that's a huge key in all of this. And to your point about the leg, I mean, this GQ article that everybody got up in arms about what Alex said, I don't really mind what he said, honestly. He wasn't a part of the plan, and nobody should be offended by that. And the coaching staff was right to be scared to put him on the field.
Yeah.
Everybody was scared to put him on the field.
Now, he even said in the article that he doubted it, that he'll be back playing at that level.
I mean, it's just it's crazy, and I hope and I think that in a few months, the last 2 weeks of this little back and forth will not be the remembered part, and it'll be Do you know that Alex in 16 games started in Washington is 11-5? Pretty good.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there's any QB in this uniform with that record, that winning percentage. Going back to Rippon, maybe? I don't even know.
Yeah, he's 14-2.
1 year, though. Yeah. I mean, that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing about it, though. See, the mere fact that you said in 16 starts, those 16 starts, they expand over what? 3 4 years? 3 years?
18, 19 off, and then yeah, the 3 years, end of
basically.
20.
So yeah. You don't get that opportunity. If you're playing 16 games in 3 years, then guess what? You've been injured. And I think that's the ultimate thing about pro sports. Pro sports has no feelings.
You
pro
can't.
Sports has no compassion.
It's crazy because people always yell, like, oh, be like the Patriots, be like the Patriots, be like the Patriots. Belichick is cutthroat as hell.
I don't think he's cutthroat. I think Belichick.
Smart. Whatever you want to call it.
Belichick does what this business takes or calls for a person in that managerial position to do. If you, you know, I just was reading this book by this guy, John C. Maxwell, and he was talking about how when he started getting into leadership positions where he always, his dad told him, do not get close to people. Don't get close to them because it's going to cause problems as you go forward. And that's exactly what we do so much. We get so close to people, we can't let them go. But you have to be able to be close to you and make sure the person understands, when you can't help me anymore, you out of here. That's how it is in pro sports. Hell, it's how it is in this business that we're in now. If you can't help me, you're out. And I think that's the way people have to understand. And when people tell me about their jobs, I always say, stop comparing your job to this job. It's not the same. Totally not the same.
There's not many jobs where you're allowed to not perform commensurate with your salary.
Yeah, you're right.
It really doesn't happen. Time to open the phones all the way up. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're going all phones for the next hour. We got Mike Jones coming on at noon, but I want to hear from you. Who's mad about Alex? Who's happy about Alex? Where's he going next? What does Washington do next? Because now all of a sudden, when this move comes down, they're only going to have one quarterback under contract. What else is going to fill out this roster? I am dying to know. We're coming right back here, 106.7 The Fan.